This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Shades of the Afterlife with Sandra Champlain.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself. Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. For over 25 years, I've been on a journey to prove the existence of life after death. On each episode, we'll discuss the reasons we now know that our loved ones have survived physical death, and so will we. Welcome to Shades of the Afterlife. This past week, I had a very moving conversation with Dr. Mark Pitstick. Mark is the director and one of the co-founders of the Soulphone Foundation. He has over 47 years experience and training in hospitals, pastoral counseling settings, mental health centers, and in private practice. He's the author of many books, including The 11 Questions, Everything You Wanted to Know About Life, Death, and the Afterlife, The Afterlife Evidence, Comforting and Convincing Proof That No One Really Dies, and his latest book is called Ask the Soul Doctor, Holistic Solutions for Life's Toughest Challenges. He's the creator of a documentary film about the afterlife called Soul Proof, and has many audio products that include hypnosis and breathwork and guided imagery. One of them is called Facilitated After-Death Contact. I want to tell you his website's right here at the beginning because I know you're going to want to come back and check him out. You can visit soulphone.com, soulproof.com, and of course, visit our friends at helpingparentsheal.org. So now I'm going to pass it over to Mark.
Today, I'd like to share a lot of hope, a lot of information, inspiration, so people can remember this because it's not so much a matter of learning as it is remembering. We're all eternal souls. We came here and took on spiritual amnesia for good reasons, but it helps if we remember even a little bit so that then we have this marvelous adventure versus this barren, horrible experience. When I was 6 years old, my parents were showing me a beautiful sunset, and I told them it reminded me of God. My mom passed this year, so I'm getting a little teared up thinking that they're smiling down on this. The sunset reminded me of God. They only told me that 20 years later when I was in theology school. We went to Lutheran church. It's always God the Father, this and that. And so why would I have equated a beautiful sunset with the ground of all being unless, in fact, I remembered at least partially from whence I came. And it seems quite likely that I did. Throughout my youth, I was different. I know later in college when I read Robert Heinlein's book, Stranger in a Strange Land, I said, that's it. That's how I felt. So I would look. It's almost like I was looking around and having to figure out how to be a human. Some earthly ways just didn't make sense. And I fell into meditative states easily, was bouncing a rubber baseball off the steps. And I realized 2 hours had passed. My family would watch sitcoms, which drove me crazy. So I went into another room and was reading and doing stretches, which later I discovered were yoga postures. And so when I was 19, I discovered yoga. I discovered transcendental meditation, which I've used for the most part for now 50 years. But all that really took off when I was 19, started working as a respiratory therapist in hospitals part-time as I worked my way through pre-med and theology school. Almost every shift, I worked night shift on weekends, I was around people as they died. Sometimes from a chronic illness like emphysema, smothering to death. Sometimes suicide, gunshot wounds, getting hit by cars, et cetera. The first hospital had a pediatric ward. So seeing little children die just brought me to my knees, because Lutheranism is a wonderful religion. It's pretty mainstream. God is all-knowing, all-loving, all-powerful. If that's the case, why'd this five-year-old get hit by a truck? And why'd this three-year-old get abused to death by the mom's boyfriend? And so it made me then search for meaningful answers to life's biggest questions. Who are we? Why are we here? What happens after we die? Is there really a God? If so, why is so much suffering? And perhaps most importantly, how can we best live while we're having this earthly experience? So after theology school, I became a clinical psychologist. And after that, a doctor of chiropractic, to put everything together, holistic healthcare, body, mind, spirit, wellness. And I did that at least part-time for 35 years. I retired a year and a half ago and now devoting my full-time efforts to soulproof.com, which is my website, which has 120 free articles on anything you can think of. When a loved one is murdered, if you're thinking about suicide, everything. And then also the Soul Phone Project, which you mentioned, which we'll talk about more later, but basically official announcements of scientific proof of life after death based on 15 years of solid scientific research. We're talking controlled studies, double-blinded, multiple research settings, published in peer-reviewed journals, all the hallmarks required for true scientific research. It's going to be a fascinating year to announce this. And it really has not only the ability to comfort and inspire people, but really to reach that tipping point where enough of us awaken, it will only take maybe 10% of humans to remember who they are, to then bring in world peace, widespread conscious living.
Wow, we have a lot to look forward to in 2024 for sure. Mark, we're talking around the holiday time, but whether it's holidays or an anniversary or a birthday, what evidence would you like to share about the afterlife?
Can be a tough time, or it can be a special time. Some of these shining light parents I'm working with, they use the word ascension. So when their child passes, it's not he died on this date, it's he ascended on this date. Yeah, the evidence. First of all, the scientific evidence that life continues after bodily death is summarized in article number 1 at soulproof.com. The clinical evidence in article number 60, and clinical includes about 8 categories of evidence: near-death experiences, life between lives sessions based on the work of Michael Newton, evidential mediums, which has been well researched, and some of them are indeed very authentic, terminal lucidity cases, which are just fascinating, deathbed visions. And then the third category of afterlife evidence is termed experiential, that is based on firsthand experience. And that includes after-death contacts, experiences people have. So, for example, in 1997, I was at a big retreat, holistic spiritual retreat, 300 people. I just ran 6 miles on the beach. I came back and out in the water was my friend, Lainey, and she was waving. And with her was this big guy, and they were bobbing around and swimming and so on. And she motioned me to come out. So I took off everything but my running shorts and go out in the ocean. And as I got out to closer to her, all of a sudden I didn't see the guy anymore. And I assumed he was under the water holding his breath. So I got up to him. I said, "Where's that guy that was with you?" I saw him as clearly as I'm seeing you now. And she said, "What guy? I've been out here for a half hour by myself." And I was like, "Oh, okay." That's the kind of week it was. But when you have an experience like that, you're like, okay, there's more to life than meets the eye. So that's the evidence. And then Dr. Schwartz and I, and Gary Schwartz, PhD, former Harvard and Yale professor, now senior professor at the University of Arizona. To learn about him, you can visit lach.arizona.edu. And LACH is the Laboratory for Advances in Consciousness and Health. We started working together 7 years ago, and we wrote a book a year later called Greater Reality Living, inviting people to consider how would they live if they really knew all this evidence that no one really dies. So after death contacts, the acronym is ADCs for short. So those are defined as any meaningful contact with a loved one who's passed on. Contact while awake or asleep. I just got an email yesterday from a guy. There are 4 really close friends, and one of them passed on. And he just said, "I talked to the other 2. They both had the same dream on the same night about their, quote, deceased friend visiting." And he said, "What do you make of this?" I said, "I make it that your friend is a pretty serious dude to be able to pull that off." So those, we'll call them post-material persons, that is, who are no longer living on Earth, PMPs, are transmitting, and especially around the holidays and anniversaries and so on. They're sending out, and what they're sending out is the same message. "I'm alive and I love you. I'm fine. We'll see each other again, and we can now. I'm still part of your family. I'm still your friend. I come in on birthdays and for mediumistic readings." They can share, like they can say, "Yes, I was there. I saw Tommy open his new present," and so on. They can provide details that there's no way the medium could have known. Don't worry about me and be happy. Shake off that sadness. Instead of being sad about we're not together on Earth now, be glad that I graduated from Earth school. It's a good thing. And many cultures recognize that. They celebrate when a loved one passes. When I trained with Brian Weiss to do past life regressions 25 years ago, he said, "Earth is pretty much the toilet of the universe." Yeah, this is one of the toughest places to be. When we really get that, then we celebrate their loved ones past. So these after-death contacts, ADCs, help us remember that. These little signs, it could be a light flicking, it could be a garage door opening and closing for some reason. There could be small or more profound signs. I got to honor Bill Guggenheim, my dear friend who passed earlier this year, and he wrote the book, Hello from Heaven, he and his wife at the time. And they tell so many wonderful stories, but they came up with the terms of evidentiary ADCs and validation ADCs. The Guggenheims tell of a woman who next door neighbor died, and she came into her house. And there's the next door neighbor standing there in more gauzy form. And she said, "Wow, you're really real. And do you have a message for me?" He said, "Yeah, I had a life insurance policy that I didn't tell my wife about. And it's taped above a drawer in our bedroom. Would you please go over there and tell her about it? Because I want her to be able to cash it in." So a woman says, "Okay, this is strange." Goes over. Tells her, they go to the drawer, pull it out, and there's a life insurance policy.
We have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Mark Pitstick. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Stay right there. there's more Sandra coming right up.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Take us with you anywhere. This is the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Now, here's more Sandra on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we're talking to Dr. Mark Pitstick.
Dream ADCs. You can say, well, it's just a dream. But Carl Jung was one of the first people to recognize that it could be very real. His next door neighbor passed, and Carl was just falling asleep in that hypnagogic state, but halfway between waking and asleep. And his neighbor appeared at Dr. Jung's foot of the bed. So they had a visit and a chat, and Jung had the wherewithal to say, how will I know this is really real and not a dream? And the neighbor said, tomorrow, go next door, ask my wife to let you in my library. Jung said he'd been there once or twice, but certainly hadn't memorized the entire library because this is like stacks and rows. You had to get a ladder and so on. And he said, look on this shelf, there's a book of this color by this name. This will be your sign. Jung did all that, found the book, and the book was something like Death is Not Real. Jung was convinced, all those synchronicities. So after death contacts, the first thing I would say is trust those little signs. A photo tips repetitively and they straighten it up and it still tilts. Some photos will fall over on a shelf. Just look for those signs, ask for them, and know that they can be real signs. However, it gets better than that. 20 years ago, I had finished training with Brian Weiss, as I mentioned, Raymond Moody on the psychomantian, the mirror gazing technique, and then Ken Ring. And they all taught me about the power of deep hypnosis or deep relaxation, which I've been doing since 1980 as a psychologist. Dr. Ring, for example, found that you could have a life review, just like near-death experiencers report after they nearly die. But you don't have to nearly die to have a life review and consider how to improve your life, make amends. You can do this technique, which he gave me his blessing to use. So I put all those together and realized I can use deep relaxation to stack the deck, to increase the chances of people having a meaningful experience, because ADCs are usually spontaneous. If a person has one, it sticks with them throughout their lifetime. How about what are the things we could do to increase the chances of having those? And I describe that in article number 9 called Visiting Your, quote, Departed Loved Ones Now. And it's about this facilitated ADC technique. As you well know, the brain is our biggest enemy in perceiving the true nature of reality. Alexander and I had dinner a while back and talked about this. He is a neurosurgeon and me as a chiropractic physician, having had lots of training on the central nervous system. And it turns out that about 90% of what the brain does is filter out events in our world, because if we could perceive everything that's going on, we couldn't function. Some people experience that when they have a psychotic break or when they take LSD or something like that. So in the caveman and woman days, it was evolutionarily functional, adaptive to only see what we need to see to survive, saber-toothed tigers and what berries we could eat and which ones were poisonous. This is one of the reasons Dr. Schwartz and I connected. I had been using the metaphor of Lynn McTaggart, who wrote The Field, and she interviewed top quantum physicists, and their collective estimate was that if everything that really exists in our world, that is energy, life, the life force, that's what really exists. But if all that exists were the size of Mount Everest, the portion the average human can perceive would be the size of a golf ball. And when I interviewed Gary for my radio show, Ask the Soul Doctors, he used the metaphor, again, based on scientific data, that if all that exists in our world were the size, the height of the Empire State Building, the portion the average human can perceive would be the height of a coat of paint. That explains it all right there. That's the reason to engender these after-death communications by primarily quieting the brain, because the brain is wonderful when we're awake. Oh, I have 10 things to do today. But it sucks when it comes to perceiving more of reality. Our angels, our guides, our master teachers, the light, and our loved ones who have changed worlds, they're not a million miles up in the sky somewhere. They're all around us. So in this facilitated ADC technique, which is again described in article number 9, and it's available soulproof.com/shop for a whopping $15 for the digital audio. However, if someone truly cannot afford it, email me, Mark with a K, mark@soulproof.com, and we'll send you a free copy. Same thing with all my 7 books and the 10 audio products. That's how much I want to help every person on our planet awaken. You know how beautiful Earth is. All of us have looked up the sky or been by a lake or ocean and go, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And all of the fighting and so on we have is based on fear. And it's based on ignorance about how life is set up. So that's why it's so important we do it. So I encourage people then to use this FADC technique and visit with your loved ones. I just ran a class Tuesday evening with a group of parents, and they reported profound experiences with their kids. So that's the best way to start the new year you can have. One guy, I think he's from the Philippines, these people from all around the world, he just said, Mark, as soon as you started this, I saw everybody, my daughter, my mom and dad, my grandparents, my brother who passed. He said, there are like 10 of them. He said, they didn't say anything. I said, That's because there's so many. He said, but they all look so happy and healthy and whole. And they just smiled at me. And I just felt so good being in their presence. And this guy's crying and he's, thank you so much. I know so much that it's real and they're really alive. And so it's such a gift to give yourself and others.
Even if you're not a parent, you can get all of these videos. Just go to helpingparentsheal.org or you'll see a link for YouTube videos.
Right.
And then you can also find many of these interviews in the affiliate leader caring listener interviews. And you'll see that pop up and just scroll down to the bottom. Lots and lots and lots of interviews. Mark, I think one thing people come up with so much, like you said, we just chalk it off to our imagination.
I prefer not to use the word imagination, though, because it has such a well-entrenched meaning of making something up. In fact, it's expanding our perceptions. And one of the things I recommend to people is after they have something like that, it's like, write it down. Because over time, these sacred experiences can morph into, oh, that was my imagination. Because you're not sure of the details. Whereas if you take a record of it, then you can go back and visit. It makes it more real. The other thing that we've learned, especially with the Soul Farm Project, which I'll talk about in a moment, is that communicating with our loved ones who have changed worlds is very much like making appointments here on Earth. In other words, if you want to talk to a friend over the holidays, hey, when's a good time for you? Okay, I'll call you at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Just do that with your loved ones who are no longer living on Earth. Just say, hey, I'd like to visit with you, set the time because they're busy. They have all sorts of things going on. And then get ready, maybe make 2 cups of tea, light a candle. In other words, how would you treat a beloved guest who came to your house? Do the same thing. And then sit there and talk with them as though they really are there because they probably are, even if you can't see them. And then ask a question or say something, and then just be quiet and see what comes in. A lot of people describe it as coming in their sixth chakra or third eye. They'll just get a telepathic message. Other people over their heart chakra. And then just continue that. The more you do it, the more real it seems, the better you get at it. And so I know numerous people, in fact, interviewing these parents, several of them have said, I'm closer with my child now than when he or she was living on Earth because they were so busy and they lived across the country. And now we talk every day. Yeah, it's a great example of how it can be when we remember how life is really set up and take a few practical steps like that. We're talking about signs and contacts others shared too that happened recently, again, with these interviews with these amazing parents from Helping Parents Heal. The first is about our second week of interviews. There were 6 moms waiting to be interviewed. We are on a Zoom screen, and then I and another person that helped set everything up. So there's the 8 windows, and we're talking, and one of the moms, who's a medium who lives in Sedona, was saying both of her boys had passed, are now in spirit. And she said, but they're really active communicators and they appeared to her very quickly after they transitioned. Just then, above my head, a bunch of multicolored balloons launched and were shooting up in the air and like fireworks and balloons. I thought, that's really cool. Who did that? One of the moms said, that was cool, Mark. How'd you do that? I said, I didn't do anything. I thought one of you did it. We went around. No one had done anything. And then the mom in Sedona said, that's my boys. They're always doing stuff like that. That's an example. And all 8 of us, we didn't have it recorded, unfortunately. We weren't recording it. But all 8 of us agreed. Yeah, we all saw the same thing. I don't know if you remember the rock opera, Jesus Christ Superstar, where Jesus was speaking to the Pharisees. Pharisees were trying to quiet the crowd. And he said, why waste your breath shouting at the crowd? Nothing will stop their excitement. If every voice were stilled, their song would still continue. The rocks and stones themselves would start to sing. And that's the way it is. all nature shouts it. We almost have to work to not get it because it's all around us. So I encourage people to just drop fear.
I love that. Drop fear. Easier said than done. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. Also, what's the update on the soul phone? All this and more when we come back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
On the iHeartRadio
and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Listen anytime, anyplace.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey everyone, it's the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren. And now, here's more Shades of the Afterlife.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and we are talking to Dr. Mark Pitstick, director and one of the co-founders of the Soul Phone Foundation. He's also the author of many afterlife books and has a real passion for sharing the reality of the afterlife. So back to his words on fear.
I encourage people to just drop fear. And my favorite line on that is from Norman Vincent Peale. He said, "Fear knocked on my door. Faith answered. No one was there." And so again, fear knocked on my door. Faith answered. No one was there. So it's just fear. It's fear of nothingness after death. It's fear we won't see our loved ones again. It's fear that some big guy in the sky, God that came from the dark ages, is going to smite us or judge us or put us in hell. It's a fear that we will fail. It's fear we're not good enough. All those are needless fears. None of those are true. We're just such special beings. So that's why I encourage people to get that and then enjoy life. Helen Keller said, life is either an exciting adventure or it's nothing at all. And it is an exciting adventure when we really get it. Or again, more emotional.
Talk about Soul Phone. Is that where you want to go?
Yeah, let's go there.
I know you've got big announcements coming out in 2024, but what can you tell us now?
Yeah, first of all, the website is soulphone.com to learn about it. Dr. Schwartz left Yale. He's a tenured professor in 1988 because he wanted to explore energy healing. And by the way, he ran a series of experiments that validated the efficacy of Reiki and healing touch. He has done so many things in his 50-year career, just astounding things. But then he also wanted to explore the question of survival of consciousness, which is how scientists, academics state this life after death, survival of consciousness question. And so he reasoned that one of the best ways to address this might be to then study mediums. He actually took training to become a fake medium, cold readings and hot readings and so on, because he knew for a fact that some mediums were frauds and others were mediocre. In other words, if I did a reading for you right now, Sandra, and said, I'm picking up that your great-grandmother is deceased. Is that accurate?
That's great.
No, yes. She's 150, Mark. Anyway, what? She's telling me she loves you very much and she's proud of you. Okay, that's not really impressive reading. Okay, there's no validation aspects there, no evidence. But he knew some mediums who were hot. They were coming up with specific details that they couldn't know otherwise. And this is done under blind conditions, so there are no ways they could have researched before. So he set up a series of experiments that he did at the University of Arizona. This is around the turn of the century, the late 1990s. And people like John Edward and George Anderson and others were involved. Double blind, these poor mediums, what they went through, they had no idea who are they going to be reading for, male, female, whatever. There was a list of subjects or sitters, and those weren't decided until the last moment. And Gary was blind all that. So it's called a double and even triple blinded experiment. The mediums were in a room by themselves. They could not see or even hear the sitter. Instead, the sitter would relay yes or no to the experimenter, and the experimenter would relay the yes or no to the medium. The sitters were brought in a different room, a different entrance, so there's no way the medium could know anything. Yet, despite that, these mediums had an 86% hit rate, successful reading, you know, about who had passed and intimate details about them. Gary also ran a control group, which is something you always do in true scientific research, of non-mediums who had no experience, no abilities at all. They went through the very same experiments. They had a 23% success rate, about what you expect from guessing. So he repeated this a number of times and then wrote about his results in his book, The Afterlife Experiments. And so that really got his attention. But from the scientific mind, that didn't prove anything. That just increased the inference that consciousness survived after bodily death, if indeed mediums could get in touch with that disembodied consciousness. A number of the mediums then became friends. And over the years, that group grew. And so people like Mark Anthony and Suzanne Giesman, and I'll go through the whole list. And so they became colleagues and friends, and they started independently. For example, during one point, several of them said, Gary, I keep hearing from Albert Einstein, and he keeps saying you're supposed to build a device to allow communication with the next realm. And then he would have synchronicities that made him trust that even more. So finally he said, okay, I get it. And he started working on it, but it's not easy. In fact, I'm going to post soon I did a two-hour presentation for the IANS, International Association of Near-Death Studies, where I tell about all this and show photos. So he went through all sorts of experiments that we don't have time to talk about. But basically, the series of experiments showed that PMPs, postpartum persons, still have density. They have physicality, as evidenced by their ability to create air motion in a sealed container to slow down the speed of a beam of photons or a beam of laser beam, et cetera. So it showed that not just like Casper the Friendly Ghost, Gaussian material, energy floating around, they are or can take on, if they want, depending on the setting, physicality, density. It showed that they can express verbally. And Michael Jackson was one of the first people to be chosen for that, because what we've seen is that the personality continues on in the next realm. And so the most dynamic people while on Earth, Whitney Houston, Harry Houdini, and others, are the best communicators from the other, quote, the other side. Their ability to be seen, to have a visual image, their ability to shine their light in a triple darkened enclosure and a $35,000 camera that could detect a single photon of light beam would pick up the light. So the control is nobody is in the room. The medium doesn't ask anybody to come in. Then the medium would say, okay, whoever the test pilot is, please enter this chamber, or at least direct your energy into the chamber. And immediately a beam of light would appear. Please move from right to left. Please move the chamber. And it's just like a trained monkey doing all this. But the trouble is, it was like a $100,000 piece of equipment. It's about the size of a suitcase. And there wasn't a way to commercialize, because that's been the goal all along, to have technology that's as affordable and about the size as a cell phone, and maybe even an app. So what we, and I say we now, because I've been with for 7 years and been involved in research as well as directing the foundation that helps raise funds for him and shares this great news with people around the world, we now are working on what's called a soul switch. And it's interesting we're filming today, because this afternoon, I'll meet with Dr. Schwartz and a couple of the top engineers, electrical engineers. We'll replicate what we did 2 days ago, but we may be on the verge of having what we call a breakthrough switch, which is defined as a 99.999% accurate yes or no answer in 10 seconds or less, near real time, from post-material persons. Once we have that, then we'll have a series of those devices. First of all, with the switch, then that's what we'll demonstrate next year. We'll also have soul switch sessions, because we have people who over the years have donated $10,000 or more, volunteer team members for the foundation, and others we want to thank with a session. And that'll be very meaningful. And that's what I'll be doing. Dr. Schwartz will start, and his wife, Rhonda, who's the head of an evidentiary medium, will start having sessions with the A-Team, which is a group of about 30 top people, Edison, Einstein, Tesla, et cetera. But they say for every one of them, there are hundreds waiting in the wings to contribute. And these were all geniuses, pioneers while on Earth. It's just that we can only deal with so many of them. And then Dr. Schwartz will work on the scientific end of it. Rhonda will work on understanding more about the team and getting more information from the team. And in the meantime, the software and hardware developers will work on the next device, which is the Soul Keyboard. And this is envisioned as the first commercializable, widely usable service or device. It could be as simple as 8 of these soul switches in series, so that then they can type up. So an A, for example, would be press on these three in that order. A B, kind of like Morse code. So you wouldn't need 44 keys like on a keyboard. The soul keyboard then will enable texting and typing with people who have changed worlds. And that will allow then the greatest quantity and quality of information conveyed, especially from these scientists who tell us they've been continuing to work. For example, in one medium session with Tesla, I said, oh my God, Nikola, this is such an honor. I mean, you did so much on Earth. And he said, if you're impressed by what I did while I was on Earth, wait till you see what I've been working on here. And so that's available there. They stand ready and want to help us on our planet. So talk about another big breakthrough for helping us reach heaven on Earth. So that's the soul keyboard. Then we anticipate that we'll get enough information come in that we can move on to the two most useful devices.
There never seems to be a good time for the break, but we'll be back with Dr. Mark Pitstick and find out about those two useful devices. This is a fascinating conversation, isn't it? Just think of the team of scientists on the other side helping us bridge that gap between our world and theirs. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Shades of the Afterlife coming right up.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, it's producer Tom, and you're right where you need to be. This is the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey everyone, it's producer Tom of Coast to Coast AM, and more Sandra starts right now.
Welcome back to Shades of the Afterlife. I'm Sandra Champlain, and this is an extraordinary conversation with Dr. Mark Pitstick, director and one of the co-founders of the Soul Phone Foundation. Reminder, he's the author of many books on the afterlife, including Soul Proof, The 11 Questions, Everything You Wanted to Know About Life, Death, and the Afterlife, and more. You can visit his websites, soulproof.com and soulphone.com. Before the break, he was talking about the soul phone, the soul switch, then the soul keyboard, and now the next phase,
then we anticipate that we'll get enough information come in that we can move on to the two most useful devices, soul voice, talking, and then soul video, teleconferencing like we're doing now. Gary's goal is to have a 3D holographic type visit with your loved ones. And with these, we've already started the infrastructure for a university, Greater Reality University. And he has, I think, 45 just key minds who have agreed to speak on free energy, cleaning up our planet, feeding the poor, stopping war, true leadership. What did Jesus really teach? All of those areas. So talk about exciting. I asked the question, actually, and I share some of these conversations in our book, Greater Reality Living. There were about 8 members of the A-team there. And I said, would you all be willing, when we have the technology in place, to give webinars for people around the world and share this information? And the medium started laughing. She said, they're pushing each other out of the way to get first in line. That's how much they care and love and are excited about this. And another one of them said, you'll break the internet. with the turnout. That's what's going on there. But it's one step at a time. And again, people can learn more about this at soulphone.com. But Dr. Schwartz has gone from this is a possibility to this is going to happen. It's just a matter of time. And thanks to our donors, thanks to our research team putting it together. So lots of hope on top of everything else we've talked about. Huge amount of hope, a game changer. So if people are on the fence, saying, I don't know if all this is really real or not, read these articles, learn more about this, and maybe that'll help you let go of the fear, trust, open your heart. You know, what I've found over the years, one of the beauties of getting older is I have so much experience, and so many people over the years, elders, have told me they knew all this when they were a kid. They knew there was no fiery eternal hell. A God of love wouldn't do that. They knew that life continued. You know, they knew there were special beings. But then we get crunched in and we have abuse and wounds and disappointments. And then we become these constricted, fearful people versus our open, loving people, baby Buddhas. So I just say, get back in touch with what you knew as a kid, with what your heart's been telling you. Trust that. It's true. It's such good news. And again, we need everybody contributing to this effort. And what a celebration that's going to be.
Mark, thank you so much. You mentioned the 2-hour interview you did with IANS. Is that going to be on soulphone.com when that's done, or soulproof?
It's going to be on both. In fact, first thing I woke up with this morning was get that recording so people can access it. It's just an incredible story. Just one more thing. Dr. Schwartz had 2 near-death experiences when he was a child, almost died. I mean, he came from a genius family. His dad was a PhD chemist from Columbia University. His mom taught at Juilliard, you know, Music Academy. So he just came from these overachiever, amazing parents. But then with these 2 near-death experiences, I think his brain got affected a little bit. It's interesting because through my life, I read so many biographies, and I was especially fascinated with what were called eccentric geniuses or mad scientists. And if you read the accounts, they are quite different. It's like their brain works differently. Same way with Gary. You heard the saying, a 3-ring circus. They're like, oh, my mind's a 3-ring circus. There's all this going on. People have told Gary, yours is like a 100-ring circus. He has all this going on at once. For example, when he was 5 years old, his older brother was upstairs. His parents were gone, and the TV was on. And this is the old rabbit ears, right? And so he just went up and touched the rabbit ears, and he noticed that the reception got better. The picture got clearer. And he took his hand off and went back to normal. And he realized he was becoming part of the antenna. So then, keep in mind, he's 5 years old. So then he gets out a screwdriver and he unhooks the antenna. Nothing. Then he puts his fingers where the antenna used to connect, and you got a picture again. So he goes through this series of experiments. His parents come home. If I had done that, my parents would have whooped the heck out of me. His parents encouraged me. They said, good job, Gary. Let's do that with us. Does that work with us? And so he extended the experiment. So that's the way he's been since a child. And now at age 79, he has these gifts for humanity. So stay tuned. You can learn more about this newsletters at soulproof.com and soulphone.com, free newsletters, as well as all the free articles I mentioned. Also radio shows, interviews I did, Wayne Dyer, Bernie Siegel, Michael Newton, Brian Weiss, Anita Moore, Johnny, Carolyn Mace, you name them. They're free to listen where we discuss all these important topics.
Mark, thank you. I can't thank you enough from all of us. This has just been a million-dollar episode. Any closing words for today?
I would say take advantage of this sacred time. It's considered to extend from the beginning of December, which is when the Buddha vowed to become enlightened and sat at the base of the Bodhi tree until he did. Hanukkah, Christmas, the death date of the founder of Zoroastrianism, which is the oldest monotheistic religion, 3,000 years. And those teachings filtered into all the other religions. For example, the birth date of this founder was December 26th. Oh, what a coincidence, right? Next to when Jesus was born. Yeah, just avail yourself of this time, and the time extends into the new year as well. So just say a prayer. Set an intention. Hey, God, I'm ready for a new phase in my life. If all this is true, then I want to know more deeply who I am. I want to know what my soul's purposes are. By the way, there's a technique, article number 21, called it Identify and Fulfill Your Soul's Purposes. So do that. Get in touch with why you're here, because so many people have this creative discontent. They're bored. They're unhappy because they don't know who they are and they don't know why they're here. And I found if people will identify that and share it even a little, it can make a profound difference. So I invite people to do that. Join us. There's an article on how to find more evolved souls who are around you. Yeah, article number 66, relationships for more evolved persons. Because I hear from people, they say, I believe what you say, but I'm the only one in my circle. My family, my friends would think I'm crazy. And I say, you need to find your tribe. You need to find like-minded people, open-hearted, open-minded. So article number 66 lists ways that I've found where we kooks congregate, and then you're not alone and you can talk about these things. Yeah, what a great way to start a new year and celebrate the holidays. I hope you do that. And I look forward to hearing about your gifts and receiving them.
That's Dr. Mark Pitstick. This man has given his time and energy so freely to share the greater reality that we don't die, that we live on. There's teams of scientists on the other side trying to bridge the gap. Go to soulproof.com. And right at the top, you can click on articles. He's got 120 different ones. And while you're there, click on the shop page, and he has an excellent download called Facilitated After Death Contact, which puts you in that guided imagery state where you can reconnect with your loved ones who have passed. Also, go to helpingparentsheal.org. Even if you're not a parent, click on their YouTube videos. You will see affiliate leader caring listener interviews. Those are the interviews that Dr. Mark did with these parents. If you scroll down that page, there is the YouTube video he did with the parents called Facilitated After Death Communication. So the link is there for you to watch that. Good advice that he says, question everything. I say it's great to be a skeptic, but be an open-minded skeptic.
be open that there are answers, that there are people working on proof of the afterlife, connecting the two worlds. I use a device called the Oculus, a 3D headset that I can exercise with. And when I put it on my head, everything I see is three-dimensional. So I can box and do other exercises with 3D people. The day is coming that we have technology to use to communicate with our loved ones. And I can just imagine communicating with them in a virtual world. But for right now, keep talking to them because they are right there by your side. I want to remind you that my home base is wedontdie.com. And if you haven't yet entered your name and your email address at the bottom of the screen, you'll get a free PDF copy of my book. Also, every Sunday, 2 p.m. New York time on Zoom, we do a free empowering service with a medium demonstration included. We always have medium classes coming up to work that muscle and realize you are a divine, eternal soul having a human experience. I'm Sandra Champlain. Thank you for listening to Shades of the Afterlife on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.